This is Mal Posner live on the scene of breaking news at Mercy General Hospital. The hospital has been telling us only that there is, quote, an unusual incident taking place there. They report that patients in medical operations in the northwest wing of the hospital have been moved to other parts of the facility so that the investigation into the incident can be completed. We've been standing by live on scene here for hours, and we've gotten very little information. Emergency crews are now thinning out, though there is still a crime scene evident here. We have managed to make contact with one of the people who were inside the hospital at the time. She's asked us not to show her face or share her name, but she's willing to tell us what she knows about that mysterious incident. Thank you for talking to us. What can you tell us about what you saw inside the hospital?
Oh my God. The police told me not to talk about it, but I can tell you a little bit about what happened to me. My brother, he's still in there. I brought him in with a bad infection in his foot. I told him to see a doctor, but you know, he's being all macho, and of course it gets worse like I told him it would. I mean, if you step on a piece of rusty metal, you go and get it checked out, right? I mean, he shouldn't have waited, and now they have to admit him, and he has
Can you tell us what you saw?
Oh, right. Oh, well, we were with the doctor in one of the treatment rooms, and Ted... Oh, don't use his name. I mean... My brother was getting a shot for his infection, and this is going to sound crazy, but I swear this is what happened. I mean, it didn't even seem real, but this voice started coming out of the wall, and I thought maybe I was overhearing someone in another room. This deep voice, but somehow right there and yet so far away, you know, and I looked up to see where it was coming from, and the wall, like, moved. Like it was rippling, and the voice, and the fall, and the voice. I don't know, it just freaked me right out. And the doctor saw it too. I know, because her eyes got wide, and then she told us to get out of the room. And then, well, they put, my brother in a wheelchair, and we got the heck out of there. It was just so whack. And don't ask me what it was, because I told the cops, and they looked at me like I'm crazy. And it was just...
So you're saying the wall, it was crumbling? Breaking down, like giving way?
No, it was like wriggling, like snakes, like, I don't know, like something was inside of it. Oh God, I get chills just thinking about it. I can't talk about it anymore.
Well, thank you for sharing that information with our audience. I know this must have been traumatic for you.
I gotta go.
Well, she's gone. That's the only first-person witness we've spoken with, and I guess it hasn't added much to our knowledge of the incident, but we're going to be standing by out here until the emergency is over. Back to you in the studio.